This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Jay.
Jay, I got a couple of pieces of show prep here I want you to pick between them. Maryland's red flag laws turn deadly. Officer kills man who refused to turn in gun. Or U.S. students continue to lag behind peers in East Asia and Europe in reading, math, and science exam show.
Well, I think the red flag law would be way more emotional and controversial, but this is some pretty good statistics, probably. I want to hear about how the Department of Education is dumbing down the people.
Well, it's fascinating that, I mean, obviously no American wants to see the kids not perform at the levels of, their peers around the world. And you wonder how it can keep on happening year after year after year with all the money. This is one of the richest nations in the world. I mean, it depends on how you look at it, but the richest nation in the world.
If you compare the debt to asset ratio, it might be the poorest nation in the world.
Agreed. Teenagers in the United States continue to lag behind their peers in East Asia and Europe in reading, math, and science, according to the results of an international exam that suggests U.S. schools are not doing enough to prepare young people for the competitive global economy.
Well, that's not the purpose of U.S. schools. The purpose of U.S.
Is it the purpose of European schools and East Asian schools?
I don't know. I didn't go to European or East Asian schools. I don't talk to people. I got a little sister who's 19, second year of college. I got lots of friends. I'm 40 years old. My experience, what my sister's going, dealt with, has done, and she did well, and they went to college, and, my little sister's, decided to take on aviation, which I think is really awesome, because she wants to actually have a career and a job that might pay her and might reward her, and she likes planes, and she's been flying planes, and she's capable now. But when I was in school, and most people, school was just there to push you into a college. They weren't, the high school was not, preparing you to go do anything except for go to college. Now, I have friends, I grew up in a town where we had a trade school in the town, and half the eighth grade class literally went to this Pathfinder Vocational Regional School. Almost all my buddies that went to Pathfinder, that took up all kinds of, electrical, HVAC, one of my good friends, electrical, he's installing solar panels and getting paid really good job. I got other friends that, after folk school, they went to lineman school for a six-month course for, like, $5,000. And, they're working for National Grid, making, like, $100 an hour during a snowstorm restoring power. And they got great benefits. And I got friends that are auto mechanics and that are,
well, there's no doubt that
carpenters.
A vocational school will give somebody a skill that they can turn into real dollars, and in many cases, college degrees will not.
Have college debt. These guys, they got houses.
But, this is talking about on a global level, and obviously there's going to be competition at some point or another, right? So if the United States is the richest economy in the world and the largest economy in the world, at some point that's not going to be true anymore. Right, because it can't stay the same all the time. There's almost no scenario in which the United States continues to be the world's leader as far as largest economies. I suppose they could just swallow up the whole globe and say, you're all states and you're all united now.
Since 1971, the United States has been creating their own money, and they've been putting sanctions on nations that don't want to use their dollar, and they've been bombing sanctions nations back literally to the Stone Age that don't want to participate in their dollar system. So the United States, just because they have the military might and are ran by the most, you know, elegant psychopaths in the world that, you know, go and just blow up and maim and kill innocent people all around the world because they don't want to participate in the U.S. dollar, is the only reason the United States is the so-called richest. I mean, when I say rich, I don't, you know, I don't look at it at wealth in dollars and numbers. You know, I look at, I think your wealth is in your health and your skill set.
Sure.
So it don't matter how much money you got in that bank account. If you're dying of cancer, if you got like some kind of terminal illness, or if, you know, two of your kids, even one of your kids are autistic and your other kid's hooked on heroin, I mean, do you really have wealth?
Yeah, I heard these words from a friend of mine. He's still alive. He was an old man at the time. He's an old man now, obviously. And he said, Marky, which, you know, very few people call me, but he did. Marky, I'm the richest man I know. You know, look at my house. I own it outright. I've got my beautiful wife upstairs and my three great daughters. And, you know, he made a compelling case.
I feel the same way.
Being the richest guy that he knew.
I feel like I am the wealthiest man I know. I mean, I really do.
He's right. His family was relatively without problems. And it's probably because he provided a stable home life and through loving his wife and working hard and, you know, doing all the things that he did. And that those girls grew up to be pretty good girls. I mean, you know, everybody's got problems. But, you know, nobody there's strung out on heroin. How's that? And
that's a good place to be.
It's a really good place to be. And he's right. I mean, at the way he was living, he could live and do the things he wanted to do for the rest of his life. He didn't have to work another day to do it. He continued to because he liked to help
people. I can't say I'm in that position, but
Well, he liked to help people. Frankly, you do the same sort of thing. I mean, you know, he's a machinist, but the kind of working machinist that gets himself dirty. And, you know, a lot of guys just run CAD machines. I'm not besmirching that either. Thank God for the guys who are running the CAD machines. But you also need somebody who will get in there with an auger and bore out a bearing so that they can weld it back in and, you know, make the things run. Because you need all kinds of machinists.
And it's a reamer, not an auger you pour out a bearing with.
Well, you don't want me doing it. That much is for sure.
Actually, you pour out a bushing, not a bearing. But go on.
But, yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of us were sort of tricked when it came to college, and especially the millennials when the price went up so high. And it's still ridiculous.
I got friends that are same age as me, graduated high school. I graduated in 98. I'm 40 years old. They are living in apartments. They have college debts that they've just can't even think about paying them. It's not even a concern. They are working, you know, a couple jobs. Some of these guys that went to college did some good stuff. I got one friend. She's a pediatrician that I went to high school with, and she's doing well. But she spends about $800 a month on a college payment. In fact, you know, so it was, you know, is basically what a house mortgage should be, as far as I'm concerned, you know, today, if you're going to live, you know, frugally, you know.
I want to go on with this this article here. The results of the program for International Student Assessment, widely known as PISA. Yeah, we'll call it PISA. It might be PISA, and if so, I'm terribly sorry to the people who worked so hard on this exam. We're released Tuesday and show widening disparities between high and low performing students in the United States. So the disparities getting wider. Adding to a growing body of evidence showing worsening inequity in public schools. The exam, first administered in 2000 to measure the performance of 15-year-olds in the 35 industrialized countries of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, and has been administered every 3 years since. It's expanded beyond the 35 member countries. In 2018, 600,000 students from 79 countries took the exam. For about as long, the exam has faced a chorus of skeptics who caution reading too deeply into the results. Of course, the people who are doing poorly don't like the exam. Students are not penalized for performing poorly and never see their results, and students in the United States tend to be less motivated to perform well on it compared to teens in other countries, according to recent studies. So, okay, I mean, how exactly do we want the kids to be assessed against their peers in other countries?
Another thing the U.S. kids are trained for is to pass these exams that are farmed out to these private pet corporations that get paid $3,000 to $6,000 to do some kind of SAT or some kind of MCAS or some kind of BS test, when you're a freshman or whatever.
What do you think about U.S. schools? 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We get you your calls here. the number. I'll give it to you in case you want to call in. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I want to talk to you about betterplans.net. Look, the Obamacare enrollment deadline is December the 15th. So it's coming up very soon. Just, less than 2 weeks from now. And the folks at betterplans.net know that you're thinking about insurance right now because now's the time that basically everybody in America is thinking about it. Well, there are less costly options. Real insurance that'll cover you in every circumstance that you need to be covered. Indemnity insurance. And it's available through betterplans.net. And this is your opportunity to save on insurance. Plans for as little as $145 per month for a single and even greater savings for families. When we looked at this, I mean, it was $2,000 and that was years ago. So go check them out. Betterplans.net. I really feel like this is just absolutely the right advertiser for the Free Talk Live audience because all y'all out there are pinching your pennies. You're looking to save because you know that money is a pathway to freedom. Call them at 800-714-1802. To get a fast and free quote. It's 800-714-1802. And they've got a free ebook at betterplans.net. It's called Dirty Little Secrets. They've also got educational videos. And, of course, you can get a quote there. Betterplans.net. Don't delay. Visit betterplans.net now or call 800-714-1802. 800-714-1802. Betterplans.net. Let's go to the phones. Got Jet calling in. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Jet? It's good to hear from you.
Haven't called you for a while. I apologize for not being able to harass you more often. but I need Jay's help.
Okay. See what I can do for you.
Okay, there's a thing that I've been trying to persuade the hosts of Free Talk Live to do over the years, and I know you're...
Jet, I just want to tell you, before you go on, Jet, I don't mean to interrupt, but I am going to. Ian picked up the headphones and put them on to hear your call. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, the title of my call is called Usurpation. You know, and what I've been trying to persuade these monkeys for years is to eliminate this word government from their vocabulary completely. And
I have a solution. It's right in front of me.
I'm going to give you those more solutions, but what are you thinking?
Oh, it was there's a printed piece of paper, big bold. I can read it. It's about 10 foot away. It says, don't say government or government people.
Okay.
Say goons, tyrants, despots, parasites, yeah. Thugs, mafia, gang, yeah. Idiots, liars, thieves, lunatics, killers, gang members. I would say the only one that doesn't work is idiots because they're not idiots. They're very smart psychopaths, these
great
government fellas.
Yeah. Well, here's the reason. This gang or these gangs we call government are just people. The people who rob you of your wages, the people who harass you for your car lights being out or your tags being expired, the people who punish you, make rules, you know, for the personal choices that you make are just other humans. They're other people, potentially even your neighbors or relatives. And
they're religious fanatics. I mean, the government is the most dangerous religion. I mean, there was a young teenage boy who got his skull fractured because he did not, you know, stand for the flag and take off his hat or something at some...
He wasn't sufficiently patriotic during the recitation of one of the particular patriotic
some sports ball
have.
Thing.
Yeah.
Well, let me get more into this concept of usurpation. You know what that is, right?
I do, but maybe you could explain it briefly to the audience.
Well, usurpation simply is the fact that the people who are in charge because they say so. Every government on this planet has begun by simply saying something similar to this. We hereby grant ourselves the rights, powers, and authorities to grant ourselves rights, powers, and authorities. You know,
exactly.
These Patriot Act thing that came up recently again, they we're talking about people reauthorized. I mean, just the idea, the concept that they can just speak it out and people go, oh, okay. We hereby reauthorize ourselves to do things that we want to do. And it's, and if people could just understand that these are just other humans who are making up this craziness and nonsense over the rest of us, like I said, it could be your neighbor, your relative. That's what's going to change this whole world. And the first step is to work as hard as you can to eliminate that word government, because it's not a government. We call them gangs. We call them usurpers. They're evil, evil, evil.
Yeah, there's really no functional difference between, the most successful organized crime syndicate in a given geographic area and the government. I mean, yeah, you vote for the particular dons in this gang. They give you the, you either believe that your votes are counted or you don't. That's beside the point. But they have this regalia. The likelihood that your vote has ever made a difference is near nil. But, just the very fact that they allow you to express your opinion in the form of a vote, even if your opinion has never been meaningful, somehow that makes it all okay.
Here's the trick. If you can get into your mind somehow that these are other people who have absolutely no right to do anything that you don't have a right to do, that's where it all begins. And this is how these so-called gangs of calling governments have fallen for centuries and histories, and that's what will happen. So if you can, just do all you can to remove that word government from your vocabulary and get down to the specific. If some person did something, call that person out. If some small group did something, call that group out. But don't legitimize it anyway by calling them government.
Hey, Jet, have you ever heard of a guy named Curtis Richard Kallenbach by any chance?
No.
So anyways, Curtis Richard Kallenbach, his website, curtisrichardkallenbach.xyz, just start typing it in and it'll show up. He has explains a pretty good thing, and I actually really like it. I like the theory. It makes a lot of sense to me that we essentially don't have government. What we have is municipal corporations calling themselves governmental agencies. The suffix on the end of a word, AL, means similar to a
word. No, actually we don't. We have just other people, and that's where you need to get with your mind. They're just other humans. They don't
But they claim immunity.
They call themselves corporations. I don't care what they call themselves. I don't care what they claim or create. If you begin to look at them, talk to them, respond to them, and treat them as just other humans who have no more right, that's what's going to get you where you want to go.
Well, not really. The courts won't recognize that. If Mark trespasses on, if Mark reaches across and slaps me on the face and trespasses on my property or something like that, then I can go after him. But when the state does the same thing, they claim this immunity. And because the state is a religion.
It doesn't exist. This is what I'm trying to get across.
Jet, you want to come back?
These are,
hold the line. 855-450-3733. Do you think this is true? Can you talk away the state? Can you change your vocabulary and finally be rid of it? Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration formalized work requirements for recipients of food stamps, a move that will cause hundreds of thousands of people to lose access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue spent about 18 minutes on a call with reporters outlining the changes of the rule that will take effect on April 1st. Democratic candidate Julian Castro completely disagrees with the plan.
It's stupid. It's cruel. It's exactly the wrong direction. We need to actually be providing more opportunity for people to get the food that they need.
The USDA rule change affects people between the ages of 18 and 49 who are childless and not disabled. This would save the government $5.5 billion over 5 years. The agency said it found 2.9 million adults on the SNAP rolls that were able-bodied and said 2.1 million were not working. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind, as Jet has done. Here, where we're talking about the concept, his theory that if we eliminate the use of the word government from our vocabulary, that we can, well, at least, the very least, it's a step down the road to eliminating this concept of the state. And the state is an organization that claims a monopoly privilege over the use of violence at a given landmass. And if you'd like to see this sort of thing happen, check out Forkfest.party. Forkfest 2020 is going to be a big event. It's at Rogers Campground. It's going to be from June the 29th through July the 5th, and it was big last year, and we expect it to be bigger this year. There's no ticket cost, and you can do what you want. You just, you know, make up your own good or service or speech or event or whatever it is you want to do. It's a great event at Rogers Campground. Again, the 29th of June through the 5th of July, and you can celebrate Independence Day there with other freedom-loving activists in the Shire, and you can relax, go camping with other liberty lovers, or create whatever experience you want others to have. Check it out. It's Forkfest.party, like you eat pork with a fork, Forkfest.party, and there's all kinds of links there on the unofficial website, Forkfest.party.
What's really cool about Forkfest is a family I help out, mom, dad, they got three kids, they both work full-time jobs, you know, they don't have much money left over, and they haven't done Pork Fest in the last 3 years because they just can't afford it. And the thing is, with Pork Fest, you got to buy a couple tickets, which they're not ridiculously expensive, but you also, like, just can't buy, like, a campsite for, say, Friday night and camp out Friday night and then go home Saturday afternoon, which is what this family would really like to do because that's within their budget. Well, I told them about Fork Fest, and they just thought that was great, so they're really excited about going to Fork Fest this year.
Let's go back to Jet calling in here on the lines. Jet, you're back on Free Talk Live. And there was a Jay's rebuttal to your idea is, well, the government, the courts, they won't let me get away with this.
Well, here's the deal. The people in these gangs right now are not the same people today as they were yesterday, and they're not going to be the same people as they will be tomorrow. And here's the deal. They take on this mindset, this authoritarian mindset. In other words, the students, the high school students of yesterday are now the cops of today. The college students, the law students of yesterday are now the legislators. It's a mindset, and we have to change the mindset of the people. What's happening in Hong Kong? What's happening in Bolivia? What's happening in these other countries? The people are recognizing that their rulers have no legitimacy. They have no right other than any other human being on this planet. They don't have a right to punish you for making personal choices. They don't have these rights, and that's why more people are coming to this, the understanding, and this is what it is. It's a change of mind. You have to change your mind. You have to come into the realization that other people don't get to push you around. Other people don't get to make rules over you. If they make rules, they can only apply to themselves or the group that adopts them. So that's the deal, is to help other people change their mind. And by using a term like government, it legitimizes this the role of, you know, some superior over an inferior. You get that?
Yep. And I don't disagree with you. But to take it one step further, I'd like to lay out that if you look at these so-called governments, and I don't call them governments, I don't believe, you know, I believe governments are what the Articles of Confederation basically explain government are in this country. But going on, if you look at the United States essentially as a religion, and it's a religion where you worship these images, these ideologies, and just like other religions, they have this like Bible, this constitution. But, you know, just like the Catholics, you know, a lot of religions don't really go by the actual Bible. They go by these doctrines, which are their interpretations of these Bible stories. And then there's all kinds of twists and everything, but the government can't interrupt is restricted from regulating a religion. So if you are a willing participant or even an unwilling participant because you don't even know you're participating in a religion, the government can't step in and protect you from this religion. And if you read any town charter, it doesn't even use the word government. The in the Keene and Palmer town charter are almost word for word these same international commercial code charters, and they don't even use the word government. They use the word governmental several times, and they call themselves municipal corporations.
And this is why it's all psychology. This is why you have to change your psychology, and this is why you have to speak of these other people in a psychological manner, a psyop, a counter-psyop, because you've been indoctrinated, and people have been indoctrinated that they need to change their mindset, to change their view, that other people don't get to do what they do. They don't get to push you around. They don't get to boss you around. They don't get to make rules.
Jet, what terms do you use instead of government? I mean, you know, we've got up here, you can say government people, which I kind of like. But, I mean, what terminology do you use when you describe them? Because I think that parasite, in some cases, when you're talking about politicians, you're talking about parasites. But when you're talking about the garbage man or the police officer or the fireman, I mean, this is more of a symbiotic relationship where, you know, they've hooked up with the state. I mean, real services are produced in so much as security and fire protection and garbage collection and these sorts of things. These are things that would exist in the absence of a state.
Well, they're parasites also, but with golden pension retirement programs or golden parachute retirement programs.
Jet?
I avoid the universal. I try to get down as specific as possible. If some sheriff does something, you don't call him a sheriff. You don't call him, you know, the judge, Your Honor. You use their name. You use their organization, their whatever it is. In other words, whoever is doing the evil and the wrong thing, you don't just use some generic term. So that's what I do.
I like that. I mean, the Quakers did this with judges, and by the way, it got them thrown in jail, but this was hundreds of years ago. And, you know, that was their intention. They were very specific about using first and last names.
Yeah, and that's it. The idea is to treat yourself as just another person that they are. You have no more right than they do to oppress them than they do to you. And if you see them, talk to them, treat them as just other people. That's when a cop comes up to me on the street. I ask him, how can I help you? Because obviously he stopped me on the road because he needs my help, right?
I ask him, how can they help me? Because he's a public servant.
Yeah, okay, whatever it is, to get it, it's a mindset. It's all psychology, this whole thing of one person somehow moving from a high school or a college degree into a position of now they are your ruler. That's insanity to me. It's called usurpation. They only exist because they say they do. Their rules only apply because they say they do.
So, Jen, I got about one more minute here. What have you seen any success with this particular system that you're proposing in your own life or elsewhere?
Well, the success will come like planting any other seed of thought or idea. A lot of us didn't come to the level of libertarianism or freedom, you know, just overnight. It was a gradual process. But the seeds were planted. The experiences that we had brought us there. To find out that, you know, this other person is treating me wrongly. This other person is treating me poorly. And why is that? Well, wait a minute. They don't have any right to do that. So the education starts out, you know, verbally, then comes experientially. Then once, like you said, once you change your whole mindset, your concept of how the world should work,
Thank you for the call, sir. The number, 855-450-3733. You can give your thoughts on Jets theories or anything else. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, here on Free Talk Live.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guarantee quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I'm going to get into your calls here in just one moment. Want to advise you that this is your opportunity to go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P as in amp. freetalklive.com. We only use the funds there to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. It doesn't go to paychecks or anything like that. And Brody Mower is decided to become a gold amplifier, and we thank Brody for that. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and if you support the ideas of free speech and liberty, I believe it's a good use, the best use, in fact, of your liberty dollar, liberty charitable dollar. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones. Dissident calling in on the AMP-only call-in lines. Dissident, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
All's well.
Hey, I wanted to talk about that last caller. I was talking about him in the chat. I was like, why don't I just call in last time to see if I can get on?
His name was Jet. Yeah. He's been a long-time listener of Free Talk Live.
There's definitely more people listening than there are viewing the chat. So thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah. My honest reaction to that guy, and I've heard him several times before, I think it's, to borrow a phrase from the Discord chat, a load of malarkey. Like, you calling, saying that I don't, calling them a government gang and saying that I'm not covered under the universal commercial code, or I don't have a contract with you. Or
I don't think he said that.
No, I
think
said that.
That's Jay.
okay. I don't know exactly.
All Jet's saying is that he wants to basically create a psychological shift in the world population because, currently the word government instills a certain amount of respect and fear when, it's probably undue.
Probably a lot of fear. But I was thinking, when you're paying your taxes, just saying that they're a gang doesn't get you out of the situation, doesn't get you untased, doesn't get the time you spend in jail reduced or that time back to you, can't go back and change that. So I don't know. For the realities for a lot of people is people facing, you know, oppression by the so-called government gang every day. But I do agree when it comes to saying a world shift. I don't think you can just say it. I want to make a world shift and just have it happen. But I certainly love to see it. You know, the whole idea that for another example, I guess my big thing, the one that really gets my goat. Now I'm kind of, you know, sympathizing with the guy, but the one that I focus on is saying that, you know, when you're talking about the actions of people in another place, you say California did this, or Canada did this, or Iraq did this, or Japan did this. When you're almost always referring to their government
or very close associates
of the government.
I think that's confusing and it's deadly, honestly. So if Iraq has done something terrible to the United States, then of course it's obvious the United States should react to that. Well, wait a second. There is no Iraq, and there is no United States. This is just a bunch of people. And this is like when I, you know, oftentimes I'll be asked the question, are you a U.S. citizen, right? You know, I don't know, you're at the bank, you're whatever.
Oh, I say that's a really vague statement. Define United States.
I say the criminal organization doing business as the United States government claims me as its citizen. Yes. And they look at me.
Oh, so you accept it.
And then they look down. And then they write, they go on. But at the very least, you know, I've taken the moment to tell them that, hey, you know, this is a criminal organization and citizenship is, the terminology they use.
How about, this criminal organization calling themselves United States has, claims me as one of theirs, and I don't agree, but men with guns will hurt me unless I go along, or something like that.
It gets a little more complicated as you go on, but yes, I mean, I'm with you. And, you know, so a lot of times the next thing out of their mouth is if you have a discussion with somebody about, calling the United States government a criminal organization, one of the first things to do is, North Korea or Iran or whatever, one of these things is going to be mentioned. Whoa. Just because I think that one state is bad does not mean that I think that somehow another state is better. And people live in a comparative paradigm in many cases.
I love asking those people, how much time did you spend in North Korea or Iran?
Right. What do you know about North Korea? Dissident, anything else?
Just to further what I was saying, when it comes to like you and viewing people in other countries as a country or as a people instead of complaining with the government, I mean, you have to realize that, look, let's be entirely honest with you here. There's a lot of problems, a lot of systemic problems, a lot of historic problems in this country, but you don't have it. The average person in this country doesn't have it a tenth as bad as many of these people do in other countries. So
100%.
I'm pretty sure they despise their government. Look at Iraq right now. Every day they're being shot. Unarmed protests are being shot into, and they go out again and again and again every day, every week.
Yeah, well, that's what they said in Cuba, that there's a difference between the Cuban people and the Cuban government, and we know there's a difference between the U.S. people and the U.S. government. Thanks for the call, Dissident.
And it'll be a huge difference if they're ever able to enforce draconian gun laws so they can disarm the American people, which they're already doing a little bit of, but the left is working really hard. And, the right is, right okay with most of what the left wants to do with our gun rights.
I think you've hurt the feelings of some of the people in the chat room when you say that there's far more people listening than in the chat room. You can go to the chat by going to discord.freetalklive.com, and you can chat with Dr. Sniffers and Old Gravy Legs right in there, along with Dissident and so many more at discord.freetalklive.com. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Is that you hitting a bong?
Oh man, you woke me up.
Oh. I see that you're snoring.
You finally have no other callers?
I'm terribly sorry, David. I had a window on the computer over the phone bank software, so there was a period of time there that I didn't know that you were on hold.
Yeah, likely story.
Well, that's what you
had to say it. They told you to say it.
Who is they, and how much did they give me to say it?
It can happen.
It's those people. It's them.
They, them, those.
Yes, that's who they are. And everybody knows who they are. And they know who they are.
All right, so, get on with your call, because I have a question for you.
Well, just ask me the. Well, okay, we're not going to get to what I wanted to tell you, so let me tell you the fun stuff. You did it again.
Yes, I do.
I had a client once, and he was in the Navy, and he was a SEAL, and he was a sniper. And if you remember those Somalis dragging a dead American around behind the Jeep, you remember them?
Yeah, that was the Black Hawk Down thing, right?
Yeah. You remember how several of them were knocked down by a single sniper from 2,000 yards away?
How is that possible? That
guy was my client.
Oh, okay, so an American sniper.
Yeah, American sniper, Navy SEAL, when they're dragging that body or. When
just the guy
that
made a movie
around.
About.
Yeah.
So what did I do?
Chris something, right?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's been too long ago. It was Jackson, Wyoming.
All right. Here's my question for you, David. So you, maybe I've got the wrong picture of you, but I've got this sort of desert hermit picture of you. You go to the grocery store once every 6 months. You've got an old Ford Ranger that you manage to keep chugging along. You rarely get out and drive. You've got you managed to keep your bills down very, very low. You pay almost nothing in taxes, and your housing costs are nil because you got a little hut in the desert. My question is this. You're getting power. I presume you're getting internet. You're getting a variety of things. You've got a cell phone somehow. How do you pay bills? Do you go and get money orders? Do you pay it online through, online checking? Well, how's this work?
I pay bills over the internet or the telephone using a credit card or debit card.
So just the same old way everybody else does. I was kind of curious as to, whether there was a much more complicated way of going on this. So
yeah, the way I do it.
Yeah, what do you do?
I don't have a credit card.
You don't even have a bank account, right?
No, I ain't got any of that stuff. I try to do business where I use cryptocurrency or I pay the electric bill. I go to Walmart and I pay the electric bill in cash. And it was just,
the Walmart. You can pay an electric bill at Walmart?
Yeah, you can pay your Eversource bill at Walmart in Manchester. That's what we do.
I had no clue.
Hey, there's going to be no Free or Talk Live tonight, just so get that in there before the show is done.
Right, so normally you have this after show called Free or Talk Live, and unfortunately that's not going to be happening tonight. You've got to get gone, and most of your co-hosts are away for the holidays. David, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. The number, 855-45. Why am I giving the cell phone number while the closing music, or the call-in number while the closing music's playing? Go to freetalklive.com and do as Jade has done this evening and sign up for our Telegram group where you can get all the show prep that we talk about at telegram.freetalklive.com. That's telegram.freetalklive.com. It's just another way to stay in touch with Free Talk Live.
Taxation is theft.
Would it be nice to wake in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Come to our free webinar with a live Q&A with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.